Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 18th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's Independence Day.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, it's a special day for Zimbabwe, Gibbs.
Yes, independence came in 1980 on April 18th, we all know, and today the president was addressing people at in Harare, where he said he will crush the opposition party if it goes ahead with demonstrations.
Violent demonstrations, to be
precise. Yes, violent demonstrations, yes.
Yes, he says people are free to demonstrate. But if they just go ahead and have what he calls violent demonstrations, he'll be ready to crush them. He even said even though he's 90, he can still punch.
Take a punch, very big punch, you know.
Indeed. And of course, he also touched on a number of issues. He attacked homosexuals as usual. That is typical of Mr. Mugabe. There was also an attack on the West.
Mm-hmm. As we reflect on Independence Day blessing, we see that the economy has just deteriorated. In terms of deflation, we know that many goods are not being bought in stores and supermarkets due to the fact that most probably many people are out of employment.
Mm-hmm.
We know that according to Zimbabwe, the unemployment rate is 10.7%, but independent commentators say is about 80%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have got 80% of people who are not working, then you've got a problem. So most of the people are in the informal sector where they sell a lot of wares. So some of the wares range from buttons, you know, and up to the biggest thing you can find, you know, in the market. But people still complain that even if Zimbabwe crafted a new constitution, most of the provisions of that constitution are not yet in effect. So which means we're still running on the old constitution.
Indeed, wonguka hama dzadiwa nhasi toda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvezuva rekuwana kuzvitonga kuzere zvarinoreva kunemi vana veZimbabwe. Makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera tichitaura nezvezuva irori rinova rakakosha munhorondo yenyika. Gibbs.
Yeah, lamhlanje sikhuluma zuru kandaba ngozibuse kwele Zimbabwe siyakwazi kuti uzibuse wabuya ngo-1980. Kulandela impi yenkululeko eyayinzima. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulamajaha lamantombazana ayiseZambia, amanye ayiseMozambique, lapha ayitshaya khona, ayitrena khona. Abesengena eZimbabwe atshaya umbhobho kube kuhle kube njeyana. Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi benu liyakhona nokuthi hayi siyavuma ukuthi ye kulozibuse. Kodwa uzibuse wangikhona ungani ngawabantu abalutshwana. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe limenjani khona ngapho nxa sikhuluma nge-independence. Nansi nombolo. 001-202-619-2077. Yenza phinda. 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, as seven is a void.
Of course, during the Liberation War, it was not only those who were in the forefront who were fighting the war. The war was also fought by Zimbabweans, including some musicians. Of course, there's a book called Gibbs. Mm. Songs that won the Liberation War. You know, there were some musicians, particularly the great Thomas Mukanya Mapfumo, Oliver Mtukudzi, and others who were singing songs that would encourage the boys and girls who were in the Liberation War.
Yes, we still remember the LMG choir. You know, these were people that were based in the bush, and they had very great songs. You know, those songs would listen every time to say, what are these people singing about?
Mm-hmm.
And then the songs actually encouraged many people in Zimbabwe to cross over to Mozambique or to cross over to Zambia to fight, you know, and train and then fight back home.
Mm-hmm. So indeed, you know, we cannot divorce those musicians. They were also heroes in their own right during the Liberation War. And we are happy to be joined by, no doubt, one of the country's best non-musician, Thomas Mukanya Hurricane Hugo Tafirenyika Mukanya Mapfumo. Mr. Mapfumo, of course, is now based here in the United States of America. Good evening, Mukanya.
Good evening.
Thank you so much. And Mukanya, we are, or Zimbabwe rather, is celebrating its independence today. What does this mean to you?
Today, it is a great day. But then, well, it's like, yes, it is a great day.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think, you start to think again.
Mm-hmm.
What did we fight for?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing today? What are we doing? What have we done for our people so
mm-hmm.
far? We haven't done nothing
mm-hmm.
for our people. Our people are still struggling.
Mm-hmm.
There is still a lot of corruption in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know really whether this independence means anything to the rest of us, you understand? It is a good day, yes, because the country was Rhodesia. Today it is Zimbabwe. That's the only change that we have had, you understand? The change of the name Rhodesia to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But the situation itself hasn't changed.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yes. People are still struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we still struggling when we are when we are independent? And when we claim to have, fought for our country, for our independence. Where is this independence when our people are still struggling and everything is in shambles today? There are no industries, no good hospitals. Everything is just down. So what does that mean to the rest of us?
Thank you, Mukanya. Please stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Rambai Muri Parunari Gibbs.
Yes, I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is retired Colonel Thomas Ngwenya, who is a former Zipra commander. He's based in the city of Kings and Queens, and that is Bulawayo. Retired Colonel Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hello.
Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Now, you fought in the liberation struggle, and today was Independence Day. Tell us, are you happy about this day?
Happy that I'm breathing only.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm not really what independence is supposed to be. Actually, what brought this independence of this state? It is the Zipra forces that Smith feared. That Smith, those Zipra forces that fought the Rhodesian army. We had all the armament, we had all the weapons in order to get our independence, to free this state. And today, it is an independence done by your own person. So that one, I'm saying I'm happy, I'm breathing. I didn't go to the celebrations because I want to see my son in the hospital. If it wasn't that, I would have even not gone to the independence celebrations because there's nothing to celebrate with
Thank you, retired Kene Ongwenya. Please do stay on the line. Regaiti zoke kwa muri vama pfumo. Chii chakazo yipa apa vama pfumo. Chakapa kuti muimbe zimboza. Gaita sana corruption in the society. Vana Marima Nzara. Mamve mve. Chii chirugu itika?
Zino itika geze kuti vame vanu. Vanota kuuntaru vengo. Mulanu. Kana wapesa nisa vanu. Vanhu vapesana vogotanga kubira vanhu uripo paona tinoda kuti titaure zvakanaka naka kune vamwe vakaenda musango imomo vaine chinangwa chavo chekuti kana ndikadzoka kunododa kusikoita milionaire muri kupanzwa ende haana basa nevamwe vanhu vari kufa nenzarao isoro umwe iye rudzi rwake nemba yake zvichiguta iye zvinoizvi hakusisina zvikoro zvakanaka hakusina migwagwa yakanaka you can't buy a new car where you gonna drive where you gonna go with it zvinonyadzisa Harare First Street iri kunzi yango ameno munhu anenge achingotengesawo chaanoda and yeti nguva yevarungu zvinhu zvavo zviri organized hatisi kuti varungu vaigona vanga vakatidzvinyirirawo but zvinhu zvavo kazvanga zviri organized kazvavo zvine zviregwaraka vanhu vaitambira mari dzishoma asi vachikwanisa kuriritira mhuri dzavo vana vavo vatenda kuzvikoro zvakanaka muri kupanzwa takafunda isisu tichinzi government school hatina kumbobhadhara kana stand one day takabhadhara mari yeuniform chete ndoyataibhadhara ndoyatinoziva isu ndozvinoita hurumende inobatsira vanhu vayo zvino iriko iyi varume ndoda kuti tikuudzei tiri kupaza nyika chega inini handisapote pati kana ivo vatsvangira ivavo vakakanganisa futi kuita zvechikadzi zvavakaita isusiyaizvi zvevanhu vaifanirwa kunge vachioneka vachibvira rusununguko rwevanhu zvino apa vakaratidzawo kuti varimowo kuti mugunda musaira mupaona zvino patosha yekuti zvino achatimiririra chaiye anenge ari pachokwadi ndiani vamwe vane dzimba kunana China vamwe vane dzimba kunana Malaysia vamwe vane mari kuve kwakasiyana siyana dzimba vasi ruzhinji rwemuzimbabwe ruri kushupika uri kupaona asi tichizviisa ndisi tiri kutungamirira nyika ndozvatakarwira hondo iri ega takarwira hondo kuti tiite zvakadai tizviparadze here akomana iye zvino izvi tarisai muone kuti vanhu vangorumwe rumwe vamwe vanogara kunana Canada vamwe vanogara kupi vamwe vari kunana Australia vamwe vari kupi iye hama dziri kutiza nhamo havasi kutiza chimwe vari kutiza nhamo hapana anoda kugarira nhamo varombo kuvarombo vapfumi kuvapfumi zvatakaimba zviya
ndo magariro atisingadi
ndo magariro atisingadi
Gibbs
ye ubambe njalo ke mafumo ungaita chana sibuye kuwe Kennel retired Kennel Ngwenya siyabona ukuthi njengoba wahamba egangeni walwa kakhulu waphenduka ekhaya kathesi akuhambi kahle pho ke nxa sukhangele kuzalungiswa njani khonoku njalo kubonakala ngaphi ubaba Ngwenya
I don't know whether I should speak it in English.
I change in the better. What are the same food?
Okay, look. Alubani Gutiwa Umunto onile, we are 26. Angene, etele. I pia. Alubana gula muntu onga kwenza. Namhla abantu bayahuqula izimali bahola izimali ezinye esingazaziyo lokuthi zivela ngaphi kube sokusithi-ke ube lento okuthiwa i-devolution of power singashuthi ngemathebhelelendi ngemanyikalendi ngemashonalendi ngiyangaphi ithi yona lapho khona akube nguwe wena umnini wakhona wamafutha wona lawo uzithaphele inyosi zakho xa usehluleko wehluleko ngokwehluleka kwakho. Nobody should ever, ever think, if ever, what is happening is not being penalized. Maybe they'll be penalized when they die, when they are in the heaven.
So we are cutting the civil service. Ubambe khona lapho ngakachana mntomdala. Yeah, blessing.
For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's independence. Of course, this is April the 18th, and our guest this evening, we have retired Colonel Thomas Ngwenya, a former Zipra commander, and we have one of the country's greatest musicians, Thomas Tafirenyika Mukanya Mapfumo. And Gibbs, we also encourage our listeners to take advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook, and other social media to communicate with us, and so that we can share with fellow listeners what they will be saying. Let's quickly go to WhatsApp. First, we have Fungai, who says, there is no independence because how can we say we are free? Yet there are no jobs, there is no money, the companies and industries are closing. Comfort says, we congratulate the elite in ZANU-PF who are milking the resources of the country. The rest of us, we have nothing to celebrate, mostly the youth now turning 30, a graduate, but no hope of getting employment. Abraham says, celebrating independence is celebrating 34 years of Mugabe's tyrannical rule. Poverty and unemployment are the order of the day. Others celebrated in our area, but a large number did not attend the celebrations. Ronald says, what if a wishful thinking of an old man? Desire says, there is no political and economic independence to celebrate. We are being exploited, squeezed, intimidated, and plunged in pools of severe starvation emanating from ZANU-PF's dictatorial and cruel rule. We have Jealous, who says, I'm a born free. I cannot celebrate when I am unemployed and facing economic hardships. Gibbs?
Yes, and blessing on Facebook. We've got several messages too. We've got one from Hlanganiso Msox Nyandeni Skosana, who writes, British rule was better than this present rule. By the way, who is celebrating this so-called independence? To me, it's Easter holidays. Then Siabonga Justin writes, I can't see the use of celebrating independence because we are not free from Mugabe's ruling party, ZANU-PF. Then I've got Edimoyo Makeza, who writes, nothing to say. And then Irene Love writes, yo, kwakungcono uma British. Angikuboni ukuba free. Sithwele nzima kakhulu eZimbabwe. Then I've got a message from Simbarashe Baloyi, who says, nothing to write home about. Then I've got another message from Malcolm Brown, who writes, yes, independence, but what have we achieved as an independent state? Destruction. And we are still celebrating independence. It's very embarrassing. I think I'll stop there at the moment.
Rega titore muterero wekutanga sasita wangu mukoma blessing kugweru makadi.
Ndiripo makadi.
Aiwa tiripo muri kuona sei zuva re independence iri kana kuti rikuwana kuzvitonga kuzere.
Zuva iri zuva rinoshungurudza nekuti rinoripa kurangarira. Ndiri nyika yedu kwayakabva nepatave pari zvino. Kubva patakawana usununguko muna 1980 tinoona isusu nyika yedu yakatanga nyaya yainzi Limob yakatanga na vamugabe vachidzinga vanhu mabasa vakanga vasibato rauraivisa uhondo tikaona isusu gukura hondo ichipinda chiponda vanhu chikuraya vamandevere tikaona isu vachinetsana navangumo kusvikira vangumo vazobatana navo tikaona zvekare machidzinga vamabasa muna 1989 kwezi zvindanga ndichimona chikoro ndakaona vanhu vachinetsa mabasa maticha mazhinji achinzi hamuna kudzidza hamuna kupasa hatina kuona hurumende ichivatsvagira mari tivaendere mberi nechikoro vadzokere kupabasa tikaona 1992 nyika ichipinda isapo vachidzingwa mabasa 1995 zvikaita zvimwe chete zvikare 2000 tikaona vanhu vachitanga kuurava nekuda kufuma kwemdc vanhu vachipondwa misha ichipiswa Tika mano ajinji, wale kuna tafsa donsi kwa kisa chini kwa zogo inika, mbata sa kina ma million zivani wale kuna zogo inika, nika sisi ina mara ma basarugu, rugu vara makamba na bana machi kubudi ni, sana ni njoto tata kwa kisa na nashi na upendi la jimu chukubebera, kushitonga kusiri, ndogo na kushitonga kusiri, kana mimi kwa istambu tika na zawa kariga, kisi kusawaru kuwara. Saka ndi njoto na tika jambo tukubonga.
Ai watu.
Muka tere sana muga tukubonga kishaura. Kan tu masih boleh terlanzi, nak menggunakan internet ini juga mula nanti bakir, bakir yang ini mau terlanzi tau. Kata saya kita ni, saya mau terima perisai cikgu awan, ibu awan awan, kalau saya cengkir dengan ikan awan, tu nono cikgu awan, mau perisai cikgu awan, mau soja. Hei abis ini saya mau setor dua setoru, kalau tu ni guys, mau bayar nama soja, atau mau soja, dia muna kasih beri dia iye. Kalau tu tengah ni dia ni kita soalan kasih, akan tu nono saya dapat dukung, berundur hari mari hati ini.
Aiwa, tino tenda, tina mukanya pana pamurau vunza vunzo ere kana kuti mapedza. Mukoma blessing.
Hello.
Mukoma muchiripo ere.
Hello.
Endati muchiripo ere paruna. Endati tina vama pfumo pana apa murau vunza vunzo ere kana kuti mapedza enyu.
Ah, negara budak di sini, wakatu sebab tu wakatu tu sebab modal wakatu awam miro, dia ada guna.
Ayuh, tidur dah skurum koma blessing dek pindah macam macam tu.
Yeah, blessing wang apa ke? Silo lebo wangge, lebo wang cuchan jani? Ani
cuchan le, mana cuchan
jani? Ah, cuchan le, guna jani wangge kuna?
Ano biasa saja.
Yeah, sizo aku tahu gula banyak, pelabal ama plaza, ama kulu gak kulu sebab kena kuli nyamazana. Laula di plus.
Aina mazana ngela ngabanye ziphawa kaphi.
Ah siyakuzwa ke mfowethu. So ungathini ke ngelanga lika Sibusi.
Awele ilanga lika Sibusi I think laba lilanga nje elithakazelwa ngabantu ngo 1980 kwaphela khona.
So okwamanje sibili lebo nxa ungasitshela ukuthi kume njani khona pho eZimbabwe njalo lokuthi abantu wange batshona besenzani. Njoba abantu bonke bakhona na besithi vele bahamba ebhuqwini 1 2 abasebenzi bathwele nzima akusitshela kancane.
Oh yabona ukuthi okokugqala sikhuluma ngokuthi iwange abantu abazi ukuthi mining town. So abantu i-colliery le iyehlulekile abantu bokusebenza ophosa umnyaka wonke bengaholi izimali zabo bengathi bayakhuluba bakhona nangeholo labo bayachaya bayaxoshwa benzani. Ebizweni ekuthiwa likhululekile khona lapho.
So ke kuyahlupha kanganani khonokho?
Kuhlupha kakhulu ngoba umuntu phela ukuze aphile ukuze adle enze nahambise abantwana bakhe esikolo nje impilo yomuntu everyday iyalifuna imali kodwa khonapho bavezevukele emsebenzini everyday. Yabona bese bebaze babe bezikwelethe eziningi yabo.
So ke lamhla kutsho ukuthi phela abantu bahambanga ukuthi baye nanza ilanga leli.
Abantu bayahamba nje sokufana lento enze nge-ritual khonokhana ukuthi hayi ilanga lalo nje asihambeni nje khonokhana ukuthi sebepho ngikwenzela ukuthi ilanga lalo likhona kukhalenda but baye sengihambi ngenhliziyo zabo.
Hayi ke siyabonga kakhulu ke lebo khona ngapho ke ewange ungathini lokusasa mnumzana.
Hayi sibonge lebo.
Yeah, what Mr. Lebo was saying here, he actually highlighted that at Wangi Colliery, people spend about a year without getting their salaries. So he's saying the situation is really getting out of hand. Kwa manje ke sibuyele kuwe retired Colonel Ngwenya. Ngase sikhangele ke ukuthi kukhona khona ukuthiwa yibo uyazi ukuthi kuyafakana imali ezikhwameni khonokho ke corruption kambe kungaqedwa njani khonapha eZimbabwe nxa sukhangele sibini.
Into yalokuthiwa i-corruption is a simple thing. Corruption can only be done by taking those people to the law. And the law takes its course. It is like the liberation. We fought and we won. And as a result, after winning, we thought we had everything. But now it has turned to something different. so far corruption, whereby if one wanted to stop corruption, you rather take him to jail or take him right to the stadium and shoot him. Simple.
Sharia law.
not like going to shoot some people who are defenseless. In short, and there's no reason why people are going to celebrate in order to go and eat. They are not going to celebrate in order to say, we are free. They are only going to hear nice words from the mouth of whosoever is leading them. Simple.
And now, just trying to dig from your knowledge, Kennel, retired Kennel, you still remember the words that Robert Mugabe used to utter soon after independence. You know, while he was fighting with ZAPU, he was at the same time preaching peace. But today, you know, he said something to do with, you know, his punch. He can punch a very fierce kind of punch. So at the end of the day, he's old, but he can have that kind of peck, you know, the Mike Tyson stuff. So do you think it's fair for a president to say, if you demonstrate or go for public protest, we are going to give you an uppercut?
The president must penalize those who are doing the wrong. He should not allow them to go free. They are going free day by night. They only have nightmares when a rat is moving. They think maybe the president has decided that they be rounded up. But otherwise, the only solution is whosoever has done a wrong, take him to prison. Either take his spirit away without going making any references. There are references where corruption was, where a person was taken to a stadium and then he was said, you have committed this offense. Then he was taken and shot. And then the relatives were given the pot, going buried, and corruption died for all. And never happened again. There are countries like that today.
Of course, it happens in China and also in the Middle East.
Yes.
Sharia law.
Sharia law, yeah.
Regaiti botora vamuateriri vari parunari. Mukoma Charles Magadi.
Oh, Magadi.
Tiripo tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Independence trade is received with mixed feelings.
Mhm.
Chokutanga ndechokuti there is nothing to celebrate for. Yes, of course, vanhu vakanda havo musango vakarwa nyika ikauya, but we are still having operation yacho. We should have safety food on the table. Because atingamboti independence takatora minda, yes, of course, but hapana zvekubuda kubva minda yacho.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Charles nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Aiwa, munogona kumboti bate mbichana pa line ipapa nekuti tiri kukontinya. Rambai makabata musakate phone.
Alright.
Okay, Mr. Mapfumo and Kende Ngwenya, please do stay on the line. To our radio listeners, good night, but you can transition to www.v... Gabriel Kageta.